This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For a little more than a year now, Californians have been able to get discounts on prescription medicines directly from their local pharmacies through a program called the California RX Card.
We don't know the amount of people that have used it. The amount of prescriptions that have been discounted have been around 550,000, and the amount of money that's been saved has been a little bit over $5.5 million.
Eddie Brown, who manages the program for California, says it's actually an extension of a concept that was introduced about 7 years ago.
This program is funded by pharmaceutical companies. There's programs like this running in about 30 other states. It started out in Louisiana a couple years ago, and then other states just jumped on. Each state has their own card. It's like LouisianaDrugCard.com, NevadaDrugCard.com, CaliforniaRxCard.com.
Wait a minute. Back up. I can hear you thinking. Did he just say the drug companies are paying for this? Yes, he did.
The discount is actually eaten by the pharmaceutical companies. It's something that between the pharmaceutical companies and the pharmacies, they both eat the difference, and difference being from 10 to 75% off on medications.
We'll come back to the question of how the financing behind the program works. First, we'll look at how you use the card itself. The underlying idea, Brown says, is to help people without health insurance be able to afford their medicine.
It's mainly focused on assisting the uninsured residents of California. There's about 6.7 million documented uninsured residents of California. However, it can also be used by the underinsured. So if you have the medication that's on a non-formulary list, you can use this in place of your insurance to get assistance with that one medication or two, three, however many you need that your insurance doesn't cover.
Anyone can get a card, either from a pharmacy or off the internet, and the link to it's on the North Bay Report webpage, and use it as their individual health coverage and needs dictate. Brown offers his own mother as an example.
My mom uses a card for two of her medications. And the reason why is because she takes five medications a month, three of which Blue Shield covers, so that's all a copay. The other two, one of them is about $180, the other one's about $95. They're not covered by insurance. They're on a non-formulary list. So I advise my mom, with these two medications, use the California RX card instead of your insurance card. So when you pick up your other three, show them your Blue Shield card and say you'd like to pay your copay. The other two, you're not going to get any relief from your insurance company, so use a discount card and receive discounts on those.
The discounted prices obtainable by using the California RX card are actually cheaper in many cases than the prices being paid for the same medications by hospitals and insurers, which means the card's discounts for those without insurance are ultimately being underwritten by those who are insured, much in the same way that emergency room care is indirectly funded. So, as Brown readily admits, the RX card program is also an elaborate public relations effort by the drug companies.
Health carriers get the finger pointed on them, doctors, insurance companies, brokers, you got it pointed at the pharmaceutical companies as well. But this is something that they can say, look, even though we do make a killing on our medications and how we up-price them and whatnot, we're taking part in a program and it's funded solely by us. So that's why they took part in this.
If you're curious about what your prescriptions really cost, instead of just your copay, there's a resource that will tell you, and you'll find it on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.